The opening. Surah Al-Fatiha. Themes of the Surah. This Surah aims to divert one's full focus on Allah making worship for Him alone.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Explanation. Surah Al-Fatiha is called the opening because it's the first surah of the Quran. In Arabic, it is known as Umm al-Quran, the foundation of the Quran, because it contains all the Quranic themes, from the principles of faith and worship to stories of previous nations and other matters. The Prophet, peace be upon him, confirmed it to be the greatest surah in the Quran. I begin by calling on Allah, who is Ar-Rahman, the Merciful, and Ar-Rahim, the Compassionate. These last two names of Allah are derived from the Arabic word Rahmah, which means mercy, proving the greatness and vastness of His mercy and that His mercy surrounds everything and embraces all living beings. Every blessing is due to His mercy, and the believers receive the greatest mercy.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
All praise belongs to Allah, with regards to His essence, attributes and actions. Because He is the creator of everything, everything belongs to Him. And He is the disposer of their affairs, blessing individuals, specifically and humans in general.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Two names of Allah, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, derived from the word Rahmah or mercy, indicating His mercy for creation, with the believers being the greatest recipients of it.
مالك يوم الدين.
He is the master of the day of judgment, the day in which we will be brought back to life and repaid for what we have done. All of His creation will be held accountable for their actions and recompensed for them. On that day, Allah will ask, "To whom belongs the kingdom today?" No one, no matter how high his status, will answer, and then Allah will reply Himself, "To Allah, the One, the Overcomer."
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
We worship and obey none except You. We associate no one with You. And from You alone do we ask for help. In all our affairs, all goodness is in Your hand, and there is no helper except You.
اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ.
Show and facilitate for us the right way, the path of submission to You which has no crookedness, and make us firm upon it.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
The same path as those of Your creation, whom You have blessed with guidance, such as the prophets, the truthful, martyrs, and the righteous ones. What good companions these people make. Keep us away from the path of those who earned Your anger, who knew the truth and did not follow it, as was the case with the Israelites, and keep us away from the path of those who lost their way and were not guided, because they were neglectful in seeking the truth and being guided by it, as was the case with the Christians. Beneficial points. Allah starts His scripture with in the name of Allah, showing us that we should start our action and speech in this way, asking for His help and His aid. Surah Al-Fatiha is the greatest surah in the Quran because it contains the rights that belongs to Allah only and explains the way to reach Him. All gratitude and praise belong to Allah because He is the Lord of everything. He brought everyone into life. He regulates our life and cares for us through His blessings. The surah shows the faith is perfected through sincerely worshipping Allah and seeking His help alone. A Muslim needs to be careful about following the path of the people of the book who earned Allah's anger and became misled.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
The Cow سورة البقرة Themes of the Surah It encourages people to develop life on earth and establish Allah's way and explains the different types of people that exist, the principles of faith and the foundations of the sacred law.
Alif Lam Mim.
Explanation. The surah is called The Cow because it contains the story of the cow of the Israelites. Alif Lam Mim. Letters like these begin certain surahs of the Quran, although they have no meaning in themselves. They do, however, have a purpose, since there is divine wisdom contained in everything in the Quran. These letters point to the miracle of the Quran, made up of the letters which make up the words we speak. Therefore, when surahs begin with letters in this way, they are usually followed with a verse about the Quran, as we see in this surah.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين
This is the Quran, in which there is nothing of any doubt, neither in terms of its origin, nor in terms of its meaning. It is the word of Allah, guiding those who are mindful of Allah to the way that leads to Him.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون
The mindful are those who have sure faith in those matters which cannot be perceived through the senses, the ghaib, yet Allah and His Messenger have informed us about, such as the last day. They perform the prayer in the manner Allah told them to, and spend out of what Allah has provided for them, in the form of obligatory charity, zakat, or voluntary charity, sadaqah, hoping for the reward of Allah.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ
They believe in the revelation that Allah sent down to you, O Prophet. And in that which He revealed to all the other prophets before you, peace be upon them, without distinction. And they have a definite belief in the afterlife, with its rewards and punishments.
أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ
The people who possesses these qualities are on the path of guidance and will be successful in this world and the next, gaining what they desire and being saved from what they fear. Beneficial points. The Quran contains conclusive proof that it came from Allah, the wise, the knowing. It is those who are mindful of Allah and glorify Him who benefit from the great guidance within the Quran. Believing in Al-Ghayb is one of the greatest degrees of faith because it means accepting what Allah alone knows about the Ghayb and what He has told the Prophet, peace be upon him, about it. Al-Ghayb literally means the unrealizable things that are beyond our senses of touch, sight, hearing, etc. This includes belief in Allah, angels, revealed scripture, Allah's messengers, day of recompense, and Al-Qadr, divine preordainments. It also includes what Allah and His messenger informed about the past, present, and future, the creation of the heavens and earth, botanical and zoological life, stories about the nations of the past, and about paradise and hell, etc. Allah often mentions prayer and giving zakat together. Prayer shows sincerity to Allah, and giving zakat shows kindness to creation. Together they are the root to happiness and success. Having faith in Allah and doing good works leads to guidance and success in this world and the next.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ
Those who reject what Allah revealed to His Messenger continue in the wrong path in their stubbornness. So, it makes no difference whether you warn them or not.
خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ
Allah has sealed their hearts, locking inside them their falsehood, and has placed a seal on their hearing, so that they did not listen to nor accept the truth. He has put a cover over their eyes, so that they did not see the truth in its clarity. They will suffer greatly. After describing the disbelievers, who are at fault inside and out, he describes the hypocrites, who appear good on the outside, but are not so inwardly.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُم بِمُؤْمِنِينَ
Among people are some who claim to have faith in Allah when they actually do not believe.
يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ
They think that they can deceive Allah and the believers by acting outside as if they believe, while inside, hiding their disbelief. But really, they only deceive themselves without realizing it. Allah knows all that is secret and hidden and has told the believers what these people are like.
في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون
Allah increases the disease in their hearts, and they reap what they sow. Because they lied, Allah increases the disease of doubts in their hearts by adding hesitation to their uncertainty. Hence, they only gain what they deserve. They will have a painful suffering in the worst parts of hell, because they lied against Allah and the people and rejected the message brought by Muhammad, peace be upon him.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ.
When they are told not to ruin things on earth through their rejection of the truth, their disobedience and so on, they deny doing so, claiming that they only correct things and put them right.
أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
The truth is that it's they who ruin things, but they do not admit this, nor do they know that their actions are the cause of all ruin.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
When they are told to have faith as the companions of Muhammad, peace be upon him, did, they reply, looking down on people and making fun of them, saying, should we have faith like simple-minded people do? In fact, it is they who are the fools, but they are unaware of this.
وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
When the hypocrites meet the believers, they say, we believe what you believe, as they think it will benefit them if they act like this. But when they are alone with their leaders, they say, we are really with you and follow you. We are only making fun of them when we say that we believe.
Allah yastahzi'u bihim wa yamudduhum fi tughyanihim ya'mahoon.
Allah mocks the hypocrites for their mocking of the believers, and He will repay in equal measure for their behavior. They are treated as believers in this world, but will be repaid for their lying and deception in the next life. He allows them to become more and more lost, and to do more and more wrong, so they remain confused and doubtful about the truth.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين.
It is they who are the fools, because they exchanged faith for disbelief, and this exchange did not help them in any way, because they lost their faith in Allah and lost the way to the truth. Beneficial points. Those whose hearts Allah has sealed because of their stubbornness and disbelief will not benefit from the signs of Allah, no matter how great they may be. Allah allows those who reject faith and do wrong to do as they please, not because He does not know what they are doing or is unable to stop them, but to allow them to accumulate sins for which they will be held responsible in the next life.